Fred, his last name unknown, New York City. Fred wrote for the second edition a story called New Vision for a Sculptor. That story appears on page 426 in the second edition. His conscience hurt him as much as his drinking, but that was years ago. Fred stopped drinking in May of 1937 after praying to God for help. He was then not quite 40. He joined AA in May of 1947. He had a wonderful childhood. His was a very close family. His parents were very successful, and they had luxury and beauty in their lives, and they were truly appreciative of all they had. The family was Jewish, although not Orthodox, and keenly alive to the beauty of religion. His two older brothers were good students, but not artistic. Fred was a very bad student, but very much an artist. When he showed talent as a sculptor, the entire family encouraged him. When World War I broke out, he remembered that his parents had told him so often how grateful he should be to be in the United States. His grandfathers had both come from countries in Europe where Jews were persecuted, and they wanted to live and be part of the land of the free. Because his brothers were both married, he felt he should be the one to join the army. He was sent to France, where he discovered he could drink everyone else under the table. About 3 days before the armistice, he was wounded when a truck he was riding in was blown up. He woke up in Vichy a couple of days later to learn that he had an injury to his spine. After the war, he seemed to have no problem with alcohol, except when he did drink, he always wanted to outdrink everyone else, and was drinking more and more himself. He married in 1920, and in 1928 he and his wife visited France with their two children. There he started drinking brandy to help him sleep. By this time he had developed a good reputation as an artist and was very successful at his work. When he realized that his family was worried about his drinking, he started drinking at his studio and at bars rather than at home. This secret drinking caused him to feel very guilty. The worst part was that in his guilt, he lost God. He felt he had no right to pray to God, no right to go into the temple or church. When they had lived in Rome, he used to go into one of the cathedrals every night on his way home from work, and to him, a house of God was a house of God, and was beautiful and dedicated to his worship. Now he was robbed of God because he was so ashamed. One day he was asked to help the crippled son of his washwoman, Gabrielle, with his artwork. He was happy to do so, but when he arrived, he was drunk. At the door, he prayed to God to help him. Miraculously, he was able to spend 2.5 hours helping the boy. But when he left, he started drinking again. He didn't remember much about the next 10 days, but when he remembered how he had prayed to help the cripple boy, he again turned to God for help. He didn't drink again for the next 10 years, but said they were miserable years. A week or two before Decoration Day, 1947, a friend asked him how he was doing with his alcohol problem. He answered that he had no alcohol problem, and that on Decoration Day he and his wife were going to try a bottle of champagne. His friend was an AA member and asked him, before he took that first drink, to go to a meeting with him. At the meeting, the leader stated, "Alcoholism is an incurable, progressive disease. Whether you are dry 1 year, 10 years, or 50 years, you're still one drink away from a drunk." Fred's reaction was, "Thank God I didn't take that first drink. Thank God I am here." He remembered what his mother had said years before when he came home drunk. Weeping, she said, "This must be somehow good. This cannot be all negative. Some good must come out of it." Toward the end of his first AA meeting, he heard about the 12th step. Immediately, his mother's words came into his mind. "That's somehow good," he thought. "Thank God. he wrote, "I have been able to turn it into somehow good."